my mother sent me there. It was a public school. We had to buy our own books and buy our, we never had no electric light in the school. We couldn't give nothing at night. We had no telephone. We had to rough. And we got raised by it. We got dedicated teachers. We got a good education. I could stand up to anybody today. They don't get that, what we used to get.
Yeah.
We bought our own books. I walked 10 blocks four times a day to school. Then we lived on 4th and Liberty, and we walked down to Cromlett Street and then down Cromlett Street to Philip, and the school was there. My mother could watch from her door to Cromlett Street, almost see me walking. And I went with a crowd from the neighborhood. We went to school, or they went to, had some boys. Boys went to number 10, which was the boys. That we girls, that we may know it was a girls' school. We were separated. And number 10 was a famous man. It was a plantation owner down here years ago, and he left money, and they made public schools with it. So they went to that, and then I'd come home for lunch, and then I'd come home after 3 o'clock. And we had reading, writing, and arithmetic. We had English. We had drawing. We had music. We learned all the courses, you know.
Yeah.
On Friday, mostly, and poetry. Friday was a poetry day. We had a memory gem, what we called a book, and we learned things. We had to learn them by heart.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice life. I think it was a top education, equal to college today. And kids don't get it, and they're indifferent. They take dope, they say, and they go to sleep in the schools. They must have a time, them teachers.
Yeah. Well, they call it this the section around here where they have all the big buildings and things like that and all the banks. Where's that?
Business district.
Okay.
And they have the residential section from Poydras up. Takes into Ducaré, takes in Carrollton. You go around Carrollton, come around Tulane Avenue. Tulane's a business section from Carrollton down to Canal.
I see.
It's divided into certain places. And now they're trying to bring business, like Carrollton's becoming a business center. They have these supermarkets everywhere, you know, they cut now. A lot of, used to have small groceries. Almost all cities had that, but that's all dead today. The supermarkets took over.
Yeah. Where would y'all buy all your goods when you were coming up?
Well, we had a family. We had a grocery in our neighborhood, like I'm saying.
Yeah.
They used to make a living with that, and his children grew up, and they didn't take to that. Dr. wanted to become a doctor, and he died about a month ago, and his son's a doctor. As the generation goes forward, they become better financially, you know, they get educated, and they become businessmen. Now, the other, that generation was in the grocery business. The gardeners didn't work till they got married. They were home. They waited on the grocery. Big Daddy had a grocery and barroom, that barroom. My father used to decorate. They had big glasses in them. My father used to put art pictures on them, and my father used to get $5 to paint an art picture. That was cheap, too, at that time, but you couldn't get no more. And you could get groceries reasonable, and it was a cheaper way of living, and nothing went up. See, all of a sudden, they had the Depression. From that time on, things commenced to move up higher all the time. But this is getting dangerous today. Things are ridiculous high, you know. They got all the old people stirred up now by letting them get in these apartments everywhere and paying half the rent. Well, the place I got in, I had to move out the neighborhood because it got dangerous. And this owner won't sign a lease and won't help me. So I got to pay the $440 a month rent, which is very high for me. But not going nowhere, I can make it. It's no easy living today. Things are just going top. That's why everybody's complaining. I don't know how some of the people get along. They cheat. That's how they get along. Like that fellow done me, steal from you. That's how they're getting along. And everybody's indifferent. They don't care what they do. Well, I think I said enough. I'm getting tired, and 12 o'clock, and I ain't work any over there. I just got there when you sent for me.
Yes, ma'am.
So there it is. I hope it's all right for you.
Well,
and best of luck in your studies.
Would there be some time we could talk later on today? I'd like to do an interview with you, a complete interview where I could send you a copy of the book.
Well, what can I tell you?
Well, I wanted to ask you all.
That's my life. I don't know. Get Miss Gertrude to ask Miss Margaret. I don't want to get mixed up in that. I'm here to wait.
Yes, ma'am.
She's the lady boss, you know. They'll okay, but let them tell you, you know.
Yeah, you still work then.
But come up here. You better reserve this place then.
Yeah.
You see outside, there's so much interruption. Somebody come up to you, especially over there. It's like a crazy house. I tell you, Mr. gets upset about it sometimes. Well, I'll go back over there. Now, 12 o'clock, I'll be over here for lunch. And from 12:30, that day I told you, you never did show up, though. I sat and waited all evening.